Love being here. Thank you, Clay.
All right, so I got a tip that people want to know about. Contributing to your IRA for 2017 prior to the April 17th deadline. Can you explain that?
Sure. There tends to be some confusion here with the IRA contributions because now we're in your calendar year 2018. Oh, shoot, Pat, I can't contribute to 2017. No, if you're filing for an IRA, a SEP IRA, any type of retirement plan of that sort, non-401k, you have up until this year, Tuesday, April 17th, to make your contribution. They give it a little bit of an extension because the 15th is on a Sunday and the Boston Marathon's on that Monday, so we get a little bit of a break. So you have till April 17th to actually cut your check and date your check.
I'm new to this. So can you get down to the basics? What is an IRA? Where do we start with that?
An IRA stands for an individual retirement account. So it's a retirement account where you can put money away, provided you're under the income limits, because the IRS does set some income limits in terms of caps and how much you make. And if you meet those qualifications, you can do up to $5,500 if you're under 50 years old, or you can do up to $6,500 if you're over 50 years old. And as long as you have earned income of at least that dollar amount, if that makes sense.
And there's still time to put it into last year.
We can do it for 2017 up till the April 17th date, yes.
Is there a benefit to that?
Absolutely, Clay. The biggest concern I have doing what I do, financial planning for 27 years, is less than 17% of all households today have any type of pension plan. So what that means in English is your retirement's on your shoulders, right? You're responsible and directly responsible for it. So if you're not putting money away for retirement, what are you going to do? So the important part about the IRA, if you don't have a 401k, you're taking advantage of at work, you absolutely got to start putting money away for IRA. And the later you wait, the harder it is to catch up.